Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Why don't you just, everybody, say that out loud right now. Back up to verse 20. Say it out loud with me. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain for nothing. Now this is the third chapter where we've been reading verse 13 and 14. So how does it kick off? Oh, foolish Galatians. What happened to you? Let me just paraphrase a little bit. I came and preached the one and only original, unchanging, eternal gospel to you. You got saved. You got excited. You were walking by faith. And I leave you for a little while and I come back and you're trying to be justified by keeping the law. What happened to you? Who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth crucified among you? Is that part of the gospel?
Yes.
Absolutely. Keep reading. This only would I learn of you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law, by keeping the law? No. Nobody received the Holy Spirit, spoke in tongues over there, because they kept the law. Or, how'd you receive the Holy Spirit? Faith comes by hearing. Right? You heard the Word. You acted on it. You received. Verse 3, are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain? If it be yet in vain. In the latter part of this book, he gets to talking about being persecuted for the gospel. If you preach religion and social reform and moral standards, you will not be persecuted. If you preach being good, you won't be persecuted. Are y'all with me?
Yes.
And of course, that all changes every few years, what society holds as an acceptable standard. So you got to be socially correct and politically correct, but that all goes with the flow. But if you preach the gospel, which has not changed
Amen.
For thousands of years
Amen.
And will never change. Somebody said, well, we need to update our message for the current generation. Whoa. That's not what this sounds like. We need to update our message so it's more relevant.
No.
To who? To what? There's only one original gospel. It is unchanging. Forever. It is called the eternal good news. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Any modification makes it a different gospel. And what did he say about that? Though we, myself, or an angel from heaven, come and preach to you any different thing than what I preach to you, let him be accursed. He therefore that ministers to you the Spirit and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law? Did y'all get those healings by keeping the law?
No.
He was saying, when I was with you in Galatia, we had healings. Mm-hmm. We had miracles. People got filled with the Spirit.
Yes.
You do know that the Ephesians were tongue talkers.
Yes.
And the Galatians were tongue talkers.
Yes.
And the Colossians were tongue talkers. And the Corinthians talked in tongues so much they had to have some instruction. Do you know that?
Yes.
I think a lot of people have forgotten about that. All these people spoke in tongues. You see it in the book of Acts. You see it in other places. So he that ministered to you, back up again, verse 5, he that ministered to you the Spirit and worked miracles among you, did he do it by the works of the law? Did y'all get healed while we were there by keeping the law? No. Did you get filled with the Spirit by keeping the law? No, no. How'd you do it? By faith. By the workings of faith. Hearing, you heard faith from the Word, and you got faith, and you released faith. You believed, you received, you acted on it, you got filled with the Spirit, you spoke in tongues, you got healed, you got delivered. That's the way it worked then. That's the way it works now. I had a guy tell me one time, tried to take me to task. He said, well, now, we don't preach all that healing stuff that y'all preach. We just preach the gospel. A lot of people think that. We don't preach all that prosperity, abundance stuff. We just preach the gospel. Now, hold on. We've already seen multiple times that the blessing is part of, is called the gospel. Can you see why I'm taking the time to talk about this? People have stripped things off of both sides of the gospel and call it, and it, what they're preaching is the gospel, but it's a part. And I'm not saying we know everything there is to know about the gospel, but you ought to preach everything you know about it. And instead of focusing on this group or that group's version of the gospel or the so-called part gospel or so-called full gospel, the thing we should be emphasizing is to preach the same gospel.
Amen.
Don't you agree?
Yes.
The same gospel that Paul preached,
Amen.
That Peter preached, that Jesus preached, that Abraham heard.
Yes.
How many would agree? That's the biggest thing we ought to focus on, the same gospel. In fact, let's release faith right now. Say, Father God, reveal to us the same gospel that was revealed in these days we're reading about. The same gospel Peter preached, Paul preached, James preached, Jesus preached, the same gospel. Any variants, any changes, any modifications that have happened in following generations, reveal it to us and help us to see and hear and believe and teach and preach the same gospel once delivered out of heaven to the earth. Hallelujah. Praise God. The same. The same gospel. Just hold your place right here and go back to the book of Acts, 14th chapter. Acts chapter 14. You do see that we have made it to chapter 3. We're just a couple of verses away from where we started. So the Lord helped us. In Acts chapter 14, we see, let me introduce this a little bit before you read this, but you're in the right place if you're in chapter 14. I mentioned to you that the man said, we don't preach that healing stuff. We just preach the gospel. The scripture said with Jesus, I'm going to read this and then we'll read the Acts part. In Matthew 4:23, don't try to turn there, just read it off the screen if you want to. I quoted it, but let's read it. Jesus went about all Galilee, Matthew 4:23, teaching in their synagogues and preaching what?
The gospel.
The gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Skip to the 9th chapter, verse 35. 9:35, it says it again. Jesus went about all their cities and villages. So this wasn't just done a time or two. All their cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and doing what?
Preaching
the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. Luke 9, verse 6 said they departed. And they went through the towns doing what?
Preaching the gospel.
Preaching the gospel and what?
Healing.
healing everywhere. Is there a connection between the gospel and healing?
Yes.
Oh, you better believe it. Gospel and healing are inseparable. And though many have not believed it, gospel and abundance are inseparable. Because abundance is a result of blessing. Can you see that? And it should be confirmed. We spent a lot of time in Deuteronomy 28 and Leviticus and other places seeing the curse of the law, which included problems in the eyes, the ears, the knees, the arms, the botch of Egypt, hemorrhoids, fevers, swellings, and every sickness and every disease that has not been named, right? As well as all those that have been named, is definitely a part of the curse of the law. And according to Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Is that good news?
Yes.
It's good news.
Amen.
But in most of the world, most church-going people, healing is not seen as integral part of the gospel. It's a side message. And with a lot of people, it's a heretical message. Well, then, if you take healing out, and that's what Jesus preached and Paul preached and Peter preached, you got a different gospel than what they preached. You remember in Luke 4, well, let's just turn there. In Luke 4, you're there close by, Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord, what is it, 4:16 or so, or down to 18? Yeah, put up 4:18. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He's anointed me to do what? To do what?
Preach
the gospel. So man, this gospel's been around. Abraham heard the gospel. Long time before Jesus walked the earth. Jesus heard and preached the gospel. Long time before Paul and Peter preached it. Preach the gospel to who? The poor. What would be good news to the poor? He sent me to do what? Heal. Is that good news? Is that part of the gospel?
Yes.
The broken heart. To preach deliverance to the captives. Recovering of sight to the blind. Set at liberty them that are bruised. Is this all good news?
Yes.
And this is all part of the gospel. Went on to say to preach the acceptable day, or year rather, of the Lord.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me